Hello and welcome. If you've ever looked around your smart home and thought, "Why am I still doing so much myself?" this is your turning point. Today we're talking about the clear signals it's time to go beyond basic automations, and why 2025 is the year everything gets easier, faster, and actually smarter. Signal 1. Routine fatigue. If building routines feels like the worst part of your day, something's off. You open the app, tap a dozen settings, test it, tweak it, and the porch light still misbehaves. If you're losing even 15 minutes a week to troubleshooting, that's a coffee break you get back every week. The shift coming in 2025 is simple. AI as your co-pilot. You'll say, "Turn the porch light on at sunset and off at sunrise," and the system builds it. No arcane menus, no rabbit holes. Let the system carry the mental load. Your time is too precious to spend arguing with a light bulb. If you want the step-by-step, I've put that in the written article. Signal 2. You've hit a comfort ceiling. You've got smart devices everywhere, yet you still bump the thermostat, toggle lights, or unlock a door that should just recognize you. That's smart device rich, but automation poor. Quick gut check. Yesterday, how many times did you manually fix something your smart home should have handled? If it's more than 3, you need a central brain, a single platform that pulls everything together and orchestrates your day. Most people lose hours each month micromanaging switches and apps. Keep a tiny tally for a week. The number will surprise you and tell you where to aim smarter automations. When your system anticipates you, warming the office before 9 a.m., softening the lights at wind down, locking up when you leave, that's when your home becomes a teammate, not a to-do. Signal 3. Slow responses. If a light takes 10 seconds to turn on, you feel it every time. Most people blame the bulb or app. 9 times out of 10, it's the network. Picture your home like a city with one narrow road, and every device, cameras, doorbells, TVs, speakers, trying to use it. Of course it bogs down. A solid mesh Wi-Fi system opens more lanes and gives smart home traffic an expressway. Simple test. Time your responses. If commands consistently take more than 3 seconds, your bottleneck is probably the network, not the device. Fix the road, and everything feels instant. And when it feels instant, you'll actually use it. Signal 4. You're not scaling with your life. Homes evolve. New baby, parent moving in, spare room becomes a studio. A couple of new devices a year doesn't sound like much, until 5 years fly by and you've doubled your fleet. The clue is weirdness. You add a video doorbell and suddenly the lights lag, or the app feels sluggish. That's not the wrong gadget. That's a platform not built to grow. Plan for 3 times the devices you have today. If your system wheezes at a few dozen devices, it's time to graduate. Choose a foundation that can handle hundreds without flinching. Upgrading later costs more than picking the right brain now. Signal 5. No energy payback. One of the quiet superpowers of a smart home is lower utility bills. Even basics, light schedules, thermostat presets should make a dent. Pull your last 3 bills. If nothing's changed since installing smart gear, you're leaving money on the table. Unlock the features that do the real work. Occupancy sensors to dim or switch off when rooms are empty. Thermostats that learn your patterns. Geofencing so the house coasts when no one's home. Your thermostat shouldn't just follow a schedule. It should follow your life. You head out unexpectedly, the house glides into energy saver mode without you lifting a finger. Over a year, that's real money, vacation money, or a few great dinners out. So how do you use these signals without getting overwhelmed? Give yourself a 1-week tune-up. Day 1. Routine relief. Rewrite it in plain language. What you want, when, and exceptions. If your platform supports natural language, let the AI build it. If not, clarity reveals missing steps. Day 2, the manual tally. Keep a simple count of every time you intervene. At day's end, pick the 2 most annoying moments and fix those first. Start with pain, not perfection. Day 3, the speed test. Time 3 everyday actions: kitchen lights, living room scene, door lock. If anything takes more than 3 seconds consistently, look to the network. Even 1 extra access point or a mesh system can turn slow into instant. Day 4, growth check. List your current devices, project 3 years ahead, then triple that number. Will your platform still feel snappy? If not, move before it breaks. Day 5, energy audit. Compare your last three utility bills. If the line isn't bending down, add one occupancy sensor in a high traffic area or enable thermostat geofencing. Small moves, big returns. Here's the deeper why, and the part that should make you optimistic. 2025 is the year your home starts to understand your language. Not the apps, yours. We're moving from fiddling with toggles to simply describing the outcome and letting the system stitch it together. Pair that with faster networks and mature platforms, and smart home living stops being a hobby and starts feeling like a lifestyle upgrade. Picture one small win you want by next week. Maybe your porch light finally behaves at dusk. Maybe your office warms up before your first meeting. Maybe your home shuts down gracefully when you leave. Lights off, doors locked, thermostat chilling out, without you lifting a finger. Pick that one win. Use the signals as your compass. If routine building is a chore, lean on AI. If a light is slow, fix the network road. If you're toggling daily, give your home a central brain. If you're growing, plan for the home you're becoming. If bills aren't dropping, let the house get smarter about occupancy. You don't need to overhaul everything at once. The magic is compounding. One thoughtful change stacks on the next. That's how a few months from now, you realize you haven't manually adjusted a thing in days. Your lights feel instant, your weekends aren't eaten by troubleshooting, and your bills are lighter. That's not a dream. That's just a smarter approach. All the step-by-steps, product examples, and nerdy details live in the written article, so you can dive in at your pace. For today, act on the signal that resonated most. When your home stops arguing and starts anticipating, it stops being tech and starts being a place that truly takes care of you. Thanks for spending this time with me. 2025 is your year to upgrade without the headache. I'm cheering you on, and I can't wait to hear about the first moment your home surprises you.